Today is July 25, 2026. Welcome to the OA Working with Others sponsorship meeting. Now, Debbie W. will share for up to 20 minutes. Debbie?
Hi, I'm Debbie W. I'm in Oregon. I've lived in California my whole life, but God made this move to Oregon possible. So here I am living my best life. Thank you for inviting me to speak tonight. And I'll share just a little bit about myself and then I'll get into the sponsoring. So the notes I wrote down was I was overweight most of my life. Food was my best friend, was always there for me. I didn't know how to manage my emotions, so I turned to the food. And in January of 2023, my friend asked me to go to the OA birthday party. And at that time, I lived in Northern California, so we drove down 6 hours listening to Harlan to Los Angeles. And getting to the party, I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? These people are so happy. Where do I sign up? How do I do it? So I got a sponsor. I started the program. And of course, I was going to do it perfect. Well, that didn't happen. I thought it was the end of the world, but it wasn't. It was actually a learning curve. So I'll get on to how I sponsor now. I like to use the KISS method, which is keep it simple, sweetheart, because well, my very first sponsor, I had a lot of things I had to report to her every day, and now I don't think that's necessary, So what I do is I ask for a food plan, and I don't ask for anything that I don't already do myself. So I send my food plan to my sponsor every night or first thing in the morning. I try to make three calls every day. I ask them to go to one meeting, but I actually most days go to two. I go to Vision in the morning and Scottsdale in the afternoon. We read together. We read the big book together, page by page. I read a paragraph or two. She reads a paragraph or two, and we get through the book like that. And then I ask them to listen to a podcast that goes along with the chapter and take a few notes. And these are things that I do. So I figure, I'm sharing my experience so that should make it doable for them. And one of the things when you first get together with someone is to figure out what time's going to work best for both of you. I'm retired, so I try to be as flexible as I can. I was getting up at 6:30 for a sponsee 3 days a week, and well, some mornings I was like, oh man, but you know what? After I talked to her on the phone, I'd be feeling like so good because there's magic in working this program. So I also wanted to talk about how I was sponsored. My first sponsor, well, I already told you that my first sponsor required a lot of things every night. My second sponsor was much more loving, but she was about business too. She could love, but you better, do what you're supposed to do. Then I went on a cruise and lost that relationship. Then I got another sponsor and I didn't really work the steps. I just faked it. And so of course I relapsed on that one. And then my fourth sponsor, she was really good. I enjoyed her, and what I liked about her was she would say, well, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like it's not black and white. There's some gray in there. You can't, I mean, who's going to do it perfectly? Nobody. Not I, for sure. So I worked with her for quite a while and then she went out. So guess what? I went back to my second sponsor and we have this lovely relationship. We talk about everything. We've been reading together. We read Drop the Rock together. We read The Ripple Effect, and now we're reading My Name is Bill. So I really enjoy that time with her. And things that have changed from when I first started, I thought I had to do it like, strict, do it. Just life isn't like that. People are different. This person can't read with me because it's easier for her to read it to herself. Okay, well, then you read it and tell me what you read. This person loves to read. She'll only read three or four, five paragraphs before I get a turn. Hey, okay. So, you just kind of bend and mold and work. And as long as they're working towards progressing, what more can you ask? I'm not the food police. I'm really here to put their hand in God's hand. That's my job, to be of maximum service to God and my people and the fellows about me. Which brings me to the spiritual aspect. And that to me is the most important thing of the whole program. I mean, I've known God for a lot of years, but I never knew how to rely and surrender everything to Him till I worked the steps. These steps taught me something I never learned anywhere else. And I'm so thankful for that. And so I have a morning routine. I have four daily readers. Two of them are OA and two of them are Christian readers. And if it's okay, I'd like to read Voices of Recovery today, because it's like so, it's so simple, but it's so, it's, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I need this every day. So it says, we have what we need anytime we are willing to let go of self-will and humbly ask for help. And that's on page 27 of the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions. This seems to be the key to the program and to life. Being able to let go of self-will and to reach out to a power greater than myself for help. It took me many years in the program to feel that this is how it works. Self-will always seems such a source of energy, yet I couldn't see that type of energy results in a lot resulted in a lot of restlessness. There is much more peace in doing the things my higher power wants me to do. And to my surprise, this doesn't mean things don't get done. I still do the laundry, have a job, cook a healthy meal. It's just my frame of mind that has changed. Oh my gosh, that frame of mind. I don't know if you guys have heard before, but there's an OA lady that likes to say we have a broken bridge in our brain that, I'll always remember not to put my hand on the stove again because that's going to burn. But for the life of me, if I pig out today and I feel sick and say I'm not going to do it again, tomorrow comes and guess what? I do it again. So the brain starts the process and then the body says, oh, give me more, give me more, give me more. And there I am, off and running to the races. I don't want to live that way anymore. I can't live that way anymore. I'm getting old. And yeah, that doesn't work. So I did a little research and I looked up what the big book had to say about sponsoring. And it doesn't use the word sponsor. Instead, it focuses on the action of working with others, which serves as the core of the fellowship. The 12 steps are the foundation of the sponsorship. Chapter 7 says working with others outlines the principles. And I just, this one little paragraph is so good. Chapter 7, page 89, life will take on a new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. Oh my gosh, that's so true. I can be sitting here like, oh, I haven't made any calls. I don't want to make any calls. And then I'll call someone and instantly my mood lifts. I don't. Yeah, this program really works. If you work it, like Harlan says, it's not for people who want it, it's not for people who need it, it's for people who actually work it. And to me, this is a softer, gentler way. I mean, granted, I do have to do these things, like I send my nightly inventory, my gratitude list, my food, but I don't really think of it as work. That's just part of my new way of living. It's much better than obsessing over the food and where am I going to get it and how much and all that. And this working this way, living this way, helps me do the next right thing. Sometimes I look, I'm like, why are, oh, this must just be the next right thing to do. Oh gosh, it's so good. Okay, back to what the big book says about sponsorship. Number three, I have written down, approach as equals on a common ground. You don't want to show up and like preach or point your finger. That wouldn't work with me, so I'm sure it's not going to work with anyone else. You know, if you share your experience, like, well, you know, I used to do this with food, they're like, oh, really? You know, who knows? You might even share the same thing. That goes into number four, share your own experience. That, I think, is such a good common ground because when you tell someone, well, I did this, then it makes it easier for them to say, oh, yeah, I did this too. Number five, be patient but firm. I think that is very important in sponsorship because, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, they don't co-sign my BS. Well, you know, if you're just patient and you're not firm, then you're really not helping them, I don't think. But there's a fine line. The next one, working with others, and Harlan says this all the time, working with others helps you with your own recovery. I mean, I read with my sponsees and they thank me and I'm like, oh, thank you. I go, do you know, every time I read it, I get something new out of it. And the big book notes, working with others is essential and life takes on a new meaning, which I already read to you guys out of the book, but yes. What has changed? When I started, I think I said this already, but I was thought it would be just cut, just like this, but it's not. It's flexible. You got to be flexible. Like if they can't talk at this time, then you find a new time. If they can't send their food at night, but they can send it in the morning, okay. You know, you encourage them. I like to share people, photo fellows, numbers with my sponsees. Like, oh, call this gal. She's awesome. She'll tell you all about it. And they, you know, you get something from everybody you talk to. And anyways, that's been my experience. I've never had a bad experience on the phone with a OA person. Which brings me to pause, which is postpone action until serenity enters. That's a good one, huh? Postpone action until serenity enters. And my sponsor just gave me this one the other day. Halt. It sounds hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Well, she says H is for honesty, A is for acceptance, L is for love, and T is for tolerance. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. And I think I'm running out of things to say.